From Queensland, this is VK4WIA and the weekly Q News Amateur Radio News Service. The text edition is available by contacting QNews at wia.org.au.
Hi there and welcome to news from the Darling Downs Radio Club. I'm Club Secretary John VK4JPM. We've got an exciting few days coming up, and if it's Sunday the 9th of November, by the time you hear this, it's probably too late to leave home for the Gold Coast and the annual GCars Hamfest. But if you're listening early, or you picked up the text edition of QNews, then this is the reminder that some of us will be attending, so look for the well-identified club shirts and hats and come up and say hi. Tomorrow night, Monday the 10th of November, is our monthly tech meeting and gathering. The special guest is John VK4JBE, up from the Big Smoke, to talk about EMR, or electromagnetic radiation, or electromagnetic emissions in some quarters. EMR is non-ionizing radiation. It's invisible. It's non-ionizing, so the impact follows inverse square law, and generally speaking, the stuff we transmit isn't going to dissociate electrons in your body. But your transmissions do have the ability to heat things that are in close proximity, so you could be very damaged if you're too close to a radiator. Check out the ARPANSA website. That's arpansa.gov.au for some background. John will cover all this and more tomorrow at the club meeting. He has tips to help you follow what's happening and advise on how to correctly document your operation so that you have adequate defence in the event that someone chooses to complain about what you're doing on air. The meeting will be held at the Scout Hall, 2 Victory Street, Newtown, in Toowoomba, starting at 1900 Eastern Standard Time, and everyone is welcome. Last weekend, I attended QTEC 2025 in Chermside, and what a wonderful event that was. About 60 people in the room for a series of really great presentations, panels, and discussions. Not one was a dud. I was especially impressed with young hams Finn VK4II and Otto VK4OTZ, who opened the day with a well-researched presentation titled Young Hams, Yes, We Exist, and showed how their lives had been positively impacted by their involvement in amateur radio. And how did they get started? Playing with rockets and realizing the need for communications. Amateur radio to the rescue. The event featured a small dealer space, plenty of muffins and lunch, and evidence of really solid planning and admin. Congratulations to the organizing team. Two highlights stood out for me. Across to the International Space Station in conjunction with students from a local school, and the corridor conversations, especially with the large contingent who had come from Adelaide, none of whom I had previously met. Anyone who goes to a conference knows that you get permission to attend based on the program, but a huge benefit is from social interactions. In this case, I learned all kinds of useful things about operating a successful club and discovered some useful theory and experience along the way. There was much discussion about the present and future of amateur radio and about how to grow this event. It definitely proved that there's an appetite for technical information and project work, and we were treated to a number of practical and homebrew developments brought along by participants. Everyone at QTEC 2025 was bubbling with enthusiasm for what took place, and speaking of which, there's a strong rumour that you should hold the first weekend of November in 2026 and plan to be in Hobart. Truly, I can't wait. A reminder that club membership rates have dropped by 25% as they do throughout the year, and now is a good time to join. Full membership of our Merry Band is just $30 right now, with other rates for families, pensioners, students and young people. Check the website at ddrci.org.au and press the big red join button to find all about joining. There's no risk in pressing the button. And welcome to Ray, VK4NH, who has recently moved to Toowoomba from Hodgley, just beyond Nanango, and he did press the button, and he's become our newest member. We've been advised of some tower and other gear being sold right now and needing to move quickly, so a bargain is possible. Check out vkclassifieds.net.au and search on VK2 Romeo India for the list of stuff. That's vkclassifieds.net.au and search on VK2RI. If you think you've missed anything from this bulletin, it's all on our website, or you can send an email to secretary@ddrci.org.au. Next week, we'll tell you about the December meeting on Monday the 8th, our social plans for the end of the year, how to get some of the new club merch, and what we're doing about education and training. Until then, thanks for listening. I'm John, VK4JPM, for the Darling Downs Radio Club.
From Queensland, this has been VK4WIA and the weekly Q News Amateur Radio News Service. We thank our rebroadcast team and you for listening. And remember, internet text of this news is available by dropping a note to Q News at wia.org.au.